For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine with a special edition of the show today, speaking with F. Douglas Scutchfield, professor in the Department of Preventive Medicine and Environmental Health of the College of Public Health at the University of Kentucky, as well as the director of the National Coordinating Center for Public Health Services and Systems Research. Scutch, I wanted to talk with you a little bit again today. It's good to have you back. And there's a conference starting today called the Keeneland Conference. Tell me more about that and why this is an important meeting.
The conference is focused on trying to get the most bang for the buck, quite frankly, out of the public health dollar that we have. Obviously, one of the things we know is that funding for all of health care is tight, and certainly governmental funding for public health is tight, not only in Kentucky, but also around the nation, which has prompted a substantial concern about the efficiency and effectiveness of how we go about the process of providing public health services. One of the offshoots of that, obviously, is to do research to examine new ways of delivering, organizing, financing, administering public health services, and this new area is called public health services and systems research. It's important because it brings together really three major players that we want to have conversation together about this area. One is researchers themselves, obviously, but the second group is practitioners, and one of the things that I'm sure you're well aware of is that research by itself is sterile, and only when it's applied into practice and individuals who are responsible for public health systems, their partners, have the information and can utilize it in order to make a difference in how they provide the services and improve the community's health, then we will be very successful. The other issue is that, of course, we want policymakers to be aware of and to understand and to know what sorts of things are improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the public health system, because that allows them, we believe, to make more and better policy and more effective decisions about policy in terms of how to stretch our limited public health dollars as broadly as we can. In addition to the presentations that we'll have by researchers, we are going to be having some major plenary speakers. Director of CDC is joining us for one of the speeches, or one of the plenary speeches. The president of the Institute of Medicine, which has recently released a series of reports on public health, will be talking about that. And the president of the American Hospital Association is going to be talking about new partnerships that hospitals are attempting to forge with health departments to try to improve communities' health. We'll also be hearing from people from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who have put some $60 million behind this effort in public health systems and services research over the last several years, as well as the director of the board of the new body which accredits health departments. So,
and Dr. Scutchfield, what website can folks go to find the agenda and a little bit more about the conference?
If you would go to www.keenelandconference.org.
Dr. F. Douglas Scutchfield, thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure, Dr. Davis.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine is available as a podcast at wuky.org.